Hey, you're watching I Allegedly. Welcome back. I'm Dan. I've got a good one for you today because they are coming for us and they're coming for all of us right now with this one. Absolute insanity. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And there's a lot to cover today. A lot of things happen in California first that, get sent around the country. And there was a great story in our local paper. Don Wagner wrote this, where he wanted to be on the board of the South Coast Air Quality Management District. That's a mouthful. But he thought, yeah, let's see what's going on with all this stuff that they're working on and see, what I can do as a board member. Well, first things first, guys, they want to eliminate gas water heaters because gas is just so deadly and dangerous and awful. Guys, natural gas is it's the best burning fuel that there is. It really is. It really is. Okay? So here's the thing. In this one district, okay, that has millions of people here in California, they want you to have an electric water heater as of 2026. Isn't that crazy? Okay? Well, if your water heater breaks, after that point, you have to replace it with an electric water heater. Do you know how much this would cost? And this is what's staggering. He did the math on this, and these people sitting on this board thought nothing about this. But here is the thing. Different states across the country want to adopt this. In Nevada, they've built entire complexes with electric heaters only. I stayed at a friend's house, and her house was freezing. I woke up in the morning inside the house. Was 60 degrees, which is insane, guys. Now I know you people that live, on a snowbank in Alaska are like, "Oh, it's warm, Dan." No, it's horrible. It was horrific how cold it was in this house. And the electric heater, b -b 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 when it finally gets going, I'd rather have fans around the house to heat it up. Okay? Well, you know how expensive that can be, Dan? Well, it's ridiculous. So think about this. At the end of 2027, your furnace has to be all gas as well. Okay, well, who's going to pay for that? You're going to have to pay for it. Think about this. Your landlord is going to have to pay for this. If you own the home, you're going to have to pay for it. Now, there's a very large apartment company here, the Irvine Company. The Irvine Company has different units, sized apartment complexes. One of the units in Newport Beach, it's a 500-unit apartment complex. This will cost $27 million to convert this from gas to all electric. All the construction, the time, everything. $27 million. It will be $37,000 a unit. Who pays for that, guys? How do you recoup that? Seriously. Now, I understand wanting to help the environment. I get it. But this is lunacy, guys, because you have a lot of old construction. This island that I'm walking next to, everything is gas over there. Okay, now here's the thing. We don't have the electrical output to service this. So as of 2026, into 2027, 2028, we don't have the capabilities to handle just this one region in California. The estimated cost to do this will be $20.6 billion. Is that crazy? Okay, well, no. Now, again, my girlfriend likes it very cold. Okay, oh, Donna, I don't really need the heat. Can you keep the door open? It's freezing outside. Some people are like that, you know what I mean? So, I'm not. I like to walk around in shorts in the winter and I just want to stay warm. That's my thing. This is insane, though, to force people to pay for this because, everybody's going to comply. You have to. Well, what are you going to do? All new construction as of 2028 will have to be all electric in the entire state of California, is what they want. I'm telling you guys, what's wrong with natural gas? It's not like heating oil. I mean, you guys, I've had people write me about how dirty heating oil is, and I get it. But man, oh man, this is just lunacy right now. So, Let me know what you think about this. Mr. Wagner, I appreciate this. Read the article below from the Orange County Register, because it's great. It's really, really tells you everything you need to know. So expensive. You're just going to pay for it. These builders are going to pay for it. How much would rent be if you had an apartment complex have to pay $20 million? Now, that's a newer apartment complex. What happens with the older ones? Why would you be a landlord? Why would you own property here in California? Speaking of that, a buddy of mine who is in the manufacturing industry, he's in cable and tech, calls me today and says, wow, have you seen the foreclosure numbers? And the NOD, notice of defaults, they are spiking. Ever since the election, guys, the banks have ripped off the Band-Aid. And what they've done is they've just let people know that they're coming after you if you haven't paid your house bill. Now, I love stories like this because this was sent to me by two people. You got to talk about this. They've called the recession. Well, one thing I'm sick of is, hey, they're going to have a nuclear bomb next year. In 1 year, they're going to have a nuclear bomb. Well, when are they going to have the nuclear bomb? Okay. Well, we're going to have a recession this year. Samantha LeDuc from LeDuc Finance steps forward and she says, I'm going to pinpoint when the recession is going to start. Well, I don't know about you guys, but the recession has started, guys. We're in the middle of a recession right now. That's what this is. You can finagle it. You can mix the numbers around and say it's labor. It's not. Well, she says when the bond market has a problem and we start to see issues with this, that's when the recession is going to start. That started, guys. That started right now. So by the end of 2025, she predicts that we're going to have a recession by the end of 2025. And the article's great. Article's below. But I'm like, you know what? Guys like me have been saying this forever. Now, Gordon Johnson, GLJ Research, he says, no. We're going to have a recession next year. And you can definitely pinpoint that it's going to be by the end of the year. Who buys this stuff? You know, he also pinpoints people like Peter Schiff and Robert Kiyosaki, and they're spot on. Spot on with what, guys? Think about this. I'm telling you guys to get ready. A storm is coming. Get ready, okay? But these other people out there right now that want to pinpoint it, pick a day. It's going to be March 14th. You know, that's what I want to see somebody do. Don't you want to see that? Because I'm sick of this stuff. This, it's going to happen in, you know, 2025. We've been saying that for 3 years now on this channel. So I'm telling you, the labor market's going to be a problem. The bond market's going to be a problem. Interest rates are going to be a problem. If you don't see that the mortgage rates have not gone down right now, not gone down since they started lowering rates, you are a fool. You don't get it. There is a huge problem with the bond market. Guys like Greg Mannarino, that I have a tremendous amount of respect for, has said it's not, the problem is not going to start in the stock market. The stock market is going to be affected by this huge debacle in the bond market and in banking. Okay? I believe that. The FDIC, this is beautiful, wrote up an order on five banks that have been cited. Cited for what? Can't find it. Their website says that there's issues right now. And it's up to 11 banks that were noted, but five have been cited. Again, 68 banks in trouble. Five banks have been cited. Protect yourself, okay? China, eventually, we'll get stuff out of China about these bad banks. You'll see. So correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Look, the Grinch is on the boat. So more to come. Hey, I want to ask you guys a favor before the end of the year. And we have talked a lot about Joseph Dreamhouse. Joseph Dreamhouse is a 501c3 charity that puts together meals for people that are hungry. And Fran Glover's ran it for years, and she does a great job. But if you would like to make a tax-deductible donation between now and the end of the year, anything would be great. She puts together meals. She's having a very difficult time getting government subsidies. She has a lot more people that are hurting right now that need food and need meals. And she prepares nutritious meals for people that they take and cook themselves. Please, guys, if you can give anything, the link will be below for Joseph Dreamhouse. We've done this before. We've raised a lot of money for Fran, and she's in desperate need right now. But please, let's come together. I have donated a lot of money to this place this year, and it is, you know, a well-intentioned organization. It is all tax deductible. Check out Joseph Dreamhouse. Check out their website. If you can give anything, $5, $10, anything, it's going to make a difference. It's going to help feed somebody hungry right now. This is very sad, and this is going to be a familiar theme that you're going to hear a lot of. And people can only be stretched so thin before they realize, hey, I can't do this. I have a problem with this. So with that being said, James sent me a great story out of Buckner, Missouri. And downtown restaurant opened called Toscano a few years ago, revitalized the downtown area. Decrepit needed help, okay, in this downtown area. And this restaurant, because it was so busy, other people moved in and it revitalized the downtown area. That's a success story. Well, this guy's business is done. He's finished. They just voted to raise the minimum wage. They also voted the most insane thing. For every hour that you work, you have to allocate paid leave up to 56 hours. So if somebody works a full week, they're entitled to an extra hour of pay for you, up to a maximum of 56 hours, okay? Now, wait a second. Who pays for that? Oh, the owner does. The owner of Toscano does. No, he doesn't. He's going to go out of business now. Do you see how insane this is? No, you're going to have mandatory paid leave. And guys like my son, let's just use him. You got a kid in his early 20s that would, well, yeah, hey, you want me to do a double? Want me to work 15 hours a day? Imagine them have to keep track of that and give him paid time off. Okay? You know when he would get that? When he left the company. That's when he would get his paid time off. Guys like that. You know, he's not going to go on vacation in the south of France and take his paid leave from working at a restaurant. This is insane, guys. This is really a bad thing because it's adding up right now. And you're seeing more and more people go out of business. There's a great story that he sent from the local newscast about how devastating this is to this area. But again, great food, good service. The owner just says, I can't afford the new minimum wage. I can't do it. What do? You have pasta be $30 a plate? No, I can't afford that. If you guys go to Toscano lately, you can't eat there. It's too expensive. That's what people would say. So you can't wring it out. What they want to do is they want to tax us. They want your insurance through the moon. They want to make it so expensive that it's going to force you out of business. Ah, you're not going to go out of business, Dan. You're exaggerating. You don't know anything about a business. Oh, okay. There's this thing called profit that you have to make in a business. Oh, those terrible people, the terrible landlords that want to have rental units, 500 units. Imagine the staff. Think about this for 500 units. Imagine full-time maintenance people, because inevitably every day there's going to be an issue someplace in that complex. If they would win the lottery when they didn't have an issue. You know, backed up toilets, electrical, problems with parking, somebody's car broke down, you know, all that insanity that you'd have to deal with. But hey, you know, change it from gas to electric. It's not that big deal. And again, they're coming for you. Just like the owner, this poor guy that owned Toscano's is done. This poor, I feel sorry for him, for his family, because owning a restaurant is the most difficult thing. People do not understand that how buying something that goes bad and then having to sell it at a profit and make it so that it's fresh and that people go, you know what, that was good value. I want to go back to Toscano's. Not anymore, because he's going out of business. So, more to cover. It's funny, as I walk down here, a lot of boats for sale right now. What's that about, guys? Here's the thing. The boat docks themselves take years to get. Like, if, hey, I'm thinking about buying a boat. There's an empty dock. Can I get that one? No, there's a 10-year waiting list. then it goes down. I heard it's 5.5 years right now. So imagine that. You imagine you wait 5.5 years to get a boat docked. You may not even like boating by then. It's kind of like getting that tattoo that you made the mistake of getting. You know, you don't even like it anymore. Okay? More to come. I want to remind you of a couple of things. And the first one is we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live that I am incredibly proud of. And it is, you know, uncensored talk about things that you can't cover other places. And I absolutely love doing it. And the response has been fantastic. And if you go to iallegedly.tv, you can sign up for that and join us over there. If you were on the Christmas card list, the Christmas card and New Year's card finally went out. And check your spam filter for that. The winners will be announced between now and the first of the year. And we will tell you the color of the envelopes and everything like that. So if your name's in the winners list, you'll be on that. Now, again, I have people, you guys, there's so many of you that are such great people that send me stuff all the time. Dr. Marvin's one of them. And Dr. Marvin's an author, psychologist. I mean, just a great, you know, therapist and just a good guy. You know, out of the Florida area. Okay. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for him, but he sent me something that I'm like, wow, this didn't take long. Think about this. How many people took on debt for Christmas? 36% of us did. Took on debt to get through Christmas right now. That is horrible, guys. I'm sorry to hear that. Don't do that. The best gifts, I mean, I got some great stuff from you guys. I got some great stuff from friends and family members and people that cooked me meals and cooked me stuff and things like that. And we're just thoughtful and we're going to get together. And I mean, those are the most thoughtful gifts. But these 36% are averaging $1,811 in new debt. Bravo to you. You know, they didn't spend the 3 grand, but nobody needed to do that. There's nothing you need to buy somebody that you needed to go into debt for in 2024. So people need to withhold things like that. But a lot of people did it. A lot of people did it again. So let me know what you think about that. One thing that a lot of people have written me about is the BOI, the beneficial owner interest in a business, the statement that we're supposed to file. Well, it's been canceled again. The same court that said that it was constitutional and to do it just overturned it again. Here's the thing, guys. Talk to your accountant, talk to your tax preparer before you do anything. Now, I had somebody write me today and say, hey, do I have to file? I have a DBA in Riverside, California, and that's doing business as. So it's him. It's no. It's if you have to register with the state. So he's not responsible for this. But again, talk to your accountant. Make sure you speak to someone about this. And again, you know, do it, don't do it. It's on, it's off again. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. If you started a business before 2024, 20% or more, you know, are responsible for filing. If you do a set amount of business, if you do over $5 million in business, you don't have to file. If you have a set number of employees, you don't have to file. So talk to your tax preparer and have them, for the love of God, have them tell you to file it or not. But it's invasive. They're going to know your address. They're going to know everything. And this is to stop money laundering. Now, again, let's say you're a political family and you set up 50 LLCs and take money from a foreign government. This is designed to have these people say, who owns this company and what do they do? Huh? You know what they do? They take money. They cash checks and then distribute it amongst the family. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? That's what somebody did. Okay, so anyways, share your thoughts on that one. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. First things first, Jimmy Carter died yesterday. That's very sad. 100 years old. That's a run, guys. That's really nice. Now, what number president was Jimmy Carter? Don't cheat. Yeah, yes, come on. 39th. Okay? Don't feel bad because I cheated. Okay? Few things. Starbucks fired a bunch of baristas because they wanted to go and become unionized. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs, you guys are in trouble. So they ruled that their firings were illegal. So Starbucks is going to be writing a big fat check. And final story is, you know, we don't have doormen here in Southern California. It is anticipated that a lot of people, and there's a great story out of the New York Post, where the average family will spend $50,000 on tips for doormen and people in their lives in New York. 50 grand for what? God, tip Dan if you're going to get different tips and give us $50,000 in tips. That's even, it's just excessive. Anyways, if you want to know where your car's at, you want us to look after this and that. I'm sure people get forgetful if you don't take care of them, if you know what I mean. So please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. If you could help Joseph Dreamhouse, I am telling you, she's a gem. Absolutely fantastic woman. The organization is fantastic, but there are people hurting. It's a completely tax-deductible donation. You want to get a hold of me, email me at hello@iallegedly.com. Thank you, one and all. We're going to have a great new year. 2025 is going to be amazing for everybody.